And now this is a dictation for Kenneth. K-E-N-N-E-T-H. Hibol. H-I. B as in boy. L. March 1648. Address as a letter to Dr. Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Stevens, S-T-E-V as in Victor, E-N-S. Dear Dr. Stevens, a follow-up for Mr. Hibol. History of primary hyperparathyroidism. Underwent 2 out of 4 glands removal at Midland, no complications. PTH nicely came down through surgery and after that. Calcium magnesium eventually discontinued. He has symptoms of frequency during daytime, sang nocturia, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Otherwise, extensive review system is negative. I review medications. I want to highlight the losartan HCTC amlodipine as a blood pressure treatment. For his prostate, he's being on Myrbetriq, M-Y-R-B-E-T-R-I-Q, on cholesterol management. Today, blood pressure 144/68, no respiratory distress, alert or intestinal 3, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no ascites, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is October. Kidney function is normal, calcium albumin normal, sodium potassium normal, bicarbonate elevated, no anemia, normal glucose. PTH elevated at 80. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Primary hyperparathyroidism status post 2 out of 4 parathyroid glands removal. Initially PTH improvement, now elevated again. At the same time, he is not symptomatic, normal calcium, phosphorus also not elevated. This can be monitored over time. Next number, blood pressure, continue present regimen. Next number, normal kidney function and associated chemistries. Come back in 6 months.